What was your outstanding memory or impression of life on the Western Front?
I think above all, the extraordinary cheerfulness of the troops under conditions which were sometimes quite appalling in discomfort, apart from the shelling in the East Salient. They literally lived in mud, and at times, fortunately I was never there in the winter, but at times trenches were even knee-deep in water, even with drainage. But the troops never seemed downhearted. They were always marvellously cheery, and they always made a great point, certainly in my regiment, of looking after their young officers, realising they had another job to do.
Did you find that this characteristic of the British forces in France, of their cheerfulness and camaraderie, did it begin to alter in kind or in degree as the war developed and became longer and longer and longer?
I don't think it altered, but of course it is built up of the time in which people live together. And if you have very heavy casualties, the whole time you are building up a unit with new people. Looking back to almost the last operations I was in 1918, we were filled up then with, after one battle, with reinforcements from all sorts of different people, the Pembrokeshire Yeomanry, the Welsh Regiment, the South Wales Borderers, in addition to my own. And the first thing one had got to do was to try and sort of unite them all as members of your unit. And until you got a little bit over that atmosphere, you didn't have quite the same spirit, because that is what regimental esprit is built on, which is enthusiasm for the team you belong to, whether it's the Leeds United or whatever it is. So to that extent, and also personality has changed so much. The leaders were knocked out very quickly. The life of an infantry subaltern, I believe, was only about 6 weeks, normally. I was lucky in that I lasted longer, but I was knocked out straight away in almost every operation in which I took part. One I lasted about 48 hours. And as a forward platoon,